This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. The U.S. has announced sanctions against 17 Saudis for their alleged role in the death of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. This followed 11 men being charged in Khashoggi's killing in Saudi Arabia. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert reacting.
We regard the announcement that they made as a good first step. It's a step in the right direction. It is an initial investigation finding. It is important that those steps continue to be taken toward full accountability.
Khashoggi, a Washington Post columnist and critic of the Saudi crown prince, was killed October 2nd. U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke and Governor Jerry Brown of California got a look at the wildfire damage in Paradise, California, the deadliest wildfire in a century. We get more now from AP's Ed Donahue.
Zinke credited the fire crews in Paradise.
It's almost like an Iraqi war where they were defending a parking lot. They had civilians inside commercial buildings. They were surrounding the commercial buildings with people in it, defending space to save lives.
Zinke says now is not the time to point fingers. It's time to put out the fire and then focus on the future.
This is not a Republican or Democrat issue. This is an American issue, and we should address it as such.
Governor Brown agrees.
It's so beautiful here, but having so many people living in this space, we are going to have to make a lot of changes.
And Brown says climate change will have to be addressed. I'm Ed Donahue.
International Tribunal has found two of the surviving leaders of Cambodia's infamous Khmer Rouge guilty of committing genocide during the group's brutal rule of Cambodia in the late 1970s, charges including murder, extermination, enslavement, and torture. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May is promising to fight for approval of the draft agreement for Britain to withdraw from the European Union, saying that a rejection would put Britain on the wrong path.
If we do not move forward with that agreement, nobody can know for sure the consequences that will follow. It would be to take a path of deep and grave uncertainty, when the British people just want us to get on with it.
Brexit was approved in a referendum election by British voters. A leading U.S. senator has reportedly been told the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential race will be allowed to go forward. Here's AP's Jackie Quinn.
A source tells the Associated Press that Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker said that Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation will proceed. That's what Whitaker reportedly told South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham in a meeting. A bipartisan group of senators is pushing for legislation to protect Mueller, noting Whitaker's previous remarks against the investigation into Russian interference and possible Trump campaign collusion. President Trump has been tweeting again, terming the investigation a witch hunt. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The number of U.S. troops at the border with Mexico has reached its upper limit. Thousands of U.S. and National Guard soldiers are deployed to help the U.S. border agents make sure no immigrants try to cross the border illegally. The troops were sent to the border at the request of the Department of Homeland Security, as thousands of migrants are making their way from Central America to the U.S. border with Mexico. Former Philippine First Lady Imelda Marcos today posted a $7,400 bail for provisional liberty after she was found guilty of graft and ordered imprisoned. The 89-year-old Marcos was convicted of illegally funneling about $200 million to Swiss foundations in the 1970s when she served as the Metropolitan Manila governor, while her husband, the late dictator Ferdinand Marcos, placed the Philippines under martial law. Britain's word of the year for 2018 is not a particularly nice word. Here's AP's Warren Levinson.
The word of the year is toxic, though when you say it that way, it sounds like the beginning of a Who's On First routine. So let's try this. Toxic is the word of the year, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, which found the poisonous adjective parked in front of a wide array of nouns, politics, relationships, masculinity, for starters. The OED calls it an intoxicating descriptor for the year's most talked about topics. Toxic beat out gaslighting and orbiting in the sense of withdrawing personal contact but following someone on social media. Last year's word of the year, youthquake, but now that's old. I'm Warren Levinson.
And I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.